Basically, what we have is a challenge on the constitutionality of receivership, where they say one person can decide what a contract says or doesn't say.
Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore tells WBFO News the union spent many hours preparing their lawsuit. Remore argues that receivership will not help students. He noted the superintendent and state education commissioner deny proposals to help lower class sizes in an attempt to improve the schools.
You have a superintendent and commissioner that have made changes to our contract without even saying how this is going to improve the education of our kids. And the reason is because they can't. But at the same time, they turn down our request to negotiate class size. It's insane.
This lawsuit also questions the use of standardized testing to determine failing schools. The state's Common Core Task Force recommended against the test for teacher evaluations, a task force ILLU was a part of. NYSUT spokesman Matt Smith also tells us receivership could have far-reaching implications beyond Buffalo.
The legislature's action pertaining to school receivership was done to, you know, improve student achievement. It was not done to nullify contracts or to penalize teachers.
Both the state education department and city school district say it's not their policy to comment on pending litigation. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.